You're waking up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
If you ever want to know how committed someone is in a relationship, especially if it's maybe someone that you just recently started dating, maybe been with them for a little bit, and you want to know exactly where you stand in their mind, pay attention to see if they use these three words, because they indicate that they're committed. The words are we, us, and our. And you think about it, it makes sense, because as soon as you see yourselves now as a combined unit, you are no longer separating yourself from that person. You've seen yourself as someone who's committed to this relationship.
Yeah, that's good.
Why are you laughing?
I just think about it, and I only time I use things like we, us, and what was the other one? We, us,
our
is usually when I'm being sarcastic.
Oh.
With
how
my
so?
Husband. I was like, you know, because we have to work together to do this, John.
That does not sound sarcastic, by the way.
Oh,
that
yeah,
just sounds angry.
Threatening.
Yeah, okay. So it's usually in that sort of tent. Like, that's all I think about it as. Like,
that's the context?
We need to make sure that we do better. And when I mean you need to be better.
So under the guise of trying to make it so that this is a general rule that we should all follow. We all can read between the lines, right? We read between the lines and we go, oh, okay, this is directed toward you, but I'm going to try to be polite about it.
Like, don't you think we should make sure that we do this? And like,
does this always lead to a fight?
Surprisingly, my husband and I do not fight very often.
Oh, wow,
like, it really does not happen that often because he knows my sense of humor a little bit. But that's typically, that does make sense. Yeah, anything that goes and makes some sort of hints as to future.
Yeah.
You're right, yeah.
And that you are currently even the team. They see you as, you know, partners, equals, whatever it may be. But how do we feel about it when guys say, we're pregnant? Yes, it's meant to convey that we're in this together, but fellas, let's get real. We're not doing any of that hard work.
Oh.
It's perfectly fine, I think, to say, my partner is pregnant.
Oh.
We're expecting. But when we say we're pregnant, it seems a bit unfair to give the guys that much credit when really we're not doing very much.
Is it okay though to say like my wife is pregnant or my girlfriend is pregnant?
Yeah.
Or does that seem possessive? Because it's like my.
No. Yeah, I don't think that there's anything wrong with we're pregnant.
Okay.
I
don't know. For me.
Oh, did you get flack for that?
No, because I never said it. Because that's one of those things that it just irks me. I go like, oh,
oh
man,
really?
She's doing all the work. Why?
It's not a thing. Oh,
take yourself out of it, man.
I don't know if I would take that personally.
She's growing the human. She's growing the human being. What are you doing as part of your contribution to we are pregnant?
You started it all,
dude. I had no idea that would be a sensitive subject.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I just.
Okay.
It's not like my wife ever said, you know, like, well, it's me that's pregnant, not you. It's not like she said, never say we. For me, that was just always the connotation when I heard other people say it. I'm like, ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought twice. I would have been like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. Like, you guys are having a child together.
Yeah.
Cool.
But that's different.
But
we're having a child versus we're pregnant.
Yeah.
How many people are pregnant in this case? One. How many people are having a baby? Two.
Okay, I didn't say it. I'm sorry. What?
So next time, Sonny, when we say that we're pregnant, okay?
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss.